guest analyst this afternoon, Bob Liebach, and president of RML Trading. And Bob, we traded the grain slightly higher through most of the day. Looks like we're going to go into the close here pretty much unchanged.
Yeah, we got mixes here. Corn up 3, 3.5, and that's been in a sideways pattern here for about 2 weeks of about 8, 9 cents. And beans were up earlier. Looks like we're going to be about unchanged here. Let's see what the final is. Bean oil up 43, the meal up $1. Chicago wheat up $0.01. Kansas down 1 or 2, and the Minneapolis down 4. All of that kind of selling off late in the day. So time will tell. You know, wheat market, especially Chicago, Kansas, they had a pretty good run here. Maybe due for a little pullback, and then Minneapolis probably tagging along. Here again, some optimism on the China progress, and then some issues in Australia with dry weather, and then some parts of Europe also talking about potential dryness, and or the Russian crop maybe downgraded, just a freckle from last year. So the idea is that maybe the U.S. will be in line here to get some of that business.
Well, that corn market, too, that it struggled to get over that 390 spot for so long. We're going to settle above it slightly here today, the way it looks.
Yep, and that'll be at the top end of the sideways range here we've had for 2 weeks. I think anything over 92 then would be considered a little bit of a breakout over the sideways pattern. So we'll get a test here tomorrow and see what comes from there. And other than that, you know, we got through the holidays here and actually had a decent year-end rally. So we'll see now what the news is. It's China and then weather. South America doesn't seem to be any kind of an issue. Read a little bit about Argentina being a little bit dry here for a bit, but then the tail end of the 6 to 10 day had some moisture for them.
Yeah. Cattle markets, we saw them down over $1 here in the feeder cattle market through most of the day. It looks like we're coming back a little bit here. Going to close lower, but still off the lows.
Yep, be about in the mid-range. And the front month live cattle are dinking around here with a 20-day moving average. So we'll see if that closes above or low, below it here and set the next trend. And then the feeders, like you said, off the low and off the high and about in the middle. Hogs, a little bit of optimism that maybe some of this China thing will eventually develop. But there again, we were up higher earlier in the day, and we came back with close plus, but well off the highs.
Yeah. Anything else we need to be talking about?
No, I think the Chinese, and then as, you know, South America gets deeper into their growing season, of course, weather will be an issue there. And then we usually try to kill the winter wheat in the U.S., you know, a few times every year, so we'll see if anything develops there. But I think the biggest news here after the first now will be this potential for the Chinese steel into phase two, which would be beneficial.
Bob Liebach at RML Trading.